What's up, guys? Welcome to the first rendition of Two Guys and One Lapdog.
We are live from Fogo Studios 1 here in Portland, Oregon. How's it going, Ryan?
But you know what? You better believe you're listening to the best podcast on motherfucking iTunes.
Oh, jeez. This is bad radio already.
We're If you want to hear two college kids yammer on about bullshit, college life, and other shit that we don't know about, give us a like, subscribe, and rate us on iTunes. Please and thank you.
I don't know who's to my right anymore. Earlier in the podcast, I had Ryan Yoshida to my right. Clearly, I have a drunkard.
You may or may not have JVP. Accept it and love it.
Can you talk to them about one of JVP's favorite
Believe
habits?
It right now. Favorite habits, nicotine. And you better be consuming nicotine on one or two levels. Either chewing. Or vaping. Popcorn lungs is a myth. Don't let any doctor confuse you. Pay attention to the next episode, because we got a good guest.
Can we plug our numero uno from WeWorks?
Welcome to the best podcast you may or may not have ever heard of. Two guys in one chihuahua.
It's outside of my control at this point, so. And we are back from break. We have a couple guests with us today. Not only do we have my very own one and only brother, Joseph Mayer, med school candidate. We have his beloved, Katarina Rocker-Happy. What was that?
Not a candidate. I am in med school.
We have med school participant Joseph Mayer, beloved Katarina.
Future doctor.
Med Joe. For all those out there that want to tag him, at Med Joe on
Twitter. At Med Joe. At Med underscore Joe.
Fuck it. We're in the podcast.
Neither one of those are me.
Fuck it. We're in the podcast.
Okay, my other host, can you just talk us through who we have on the podcast?
So we got a really special treat today for you guys all. I agree. Everybody's going to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph Mayer, Kat, at ISU, Solmaz Mayer, Matthew Mayer. We're going to hit you with some hot topics. They're going to give us their takes.
Some call it plagiarism. I call it hot take season.
Now, mind you, Joe and Kat, they're adults. So they're going to give us very real takes.
Yeah.
Portland, Oregon. It might be bad, but it's good.
Some members of the live audience are saying that this is bad radio. I choose not to listen.
It's so bad, it's good. And he gets it.
Welcome to the best podcast you've never heard of.
Matt, explain to them what a crock pot is.
Nope.
Full disclosure, we may or may not be under the influence of alcohol.
A couple of alcoholic beverages, never heard
we're
of
one too deep, and it's fine. Because we're going to head into the crockpot. Matt, what's the crockpot? Please, for the love of God, explain it.
Well, not only is the crockpot available on Amazon, $9.99, Amazon Prime, free two-day shipping.
Promo code TINYDOG.
Thank you very much. The crockpot... the crockpot is, for me at least, top five human inventions for all of human history. We have the wheel.
Top five.
We have electricity, and then right up there, three or four, we have the crock pot. Essentially, it's a beautiful device where you toss in all of your ingredients at, 9 a.m. when you leave for work, throw on that 8-hour timer, and by the time you're back, you got dinner.
You got to put in a bunch of ingredients.
So, yeah, so
to make the best
hot dish.
I guess that's
really where the crock pot comes into
play. At the end of the day.
What are the ingredients for
this? Let's jump into it.
Yeah.
Numero uno, numero zwei, numero
eins.
Conor McGregor, the greatest athlete of our generation. I'm going to show you guys this picture. Make of it what you will, Kat and Joseph.
Can you illustrate for the people at home what's exactly going on?
Medjo, so what's happening in this picture as they look at it and as they examine it? Joe, take the picture. It. Take the phone. Zoom in. Two-finger pinch.
He's erect.
He's on a yacht, and he is clearly interested in something that he's looking at. Whether it's himself, his wife, or his kid, he's interested.
He's clearly looking at his phone.
I mean, you can see the indentation. There's an indentation on his pants. Joe and Kat, Med Joe, they're both adults. Let's get that right. They're both adults.
I can confirm that's an erection.
Thank you. Thank you. Medically.
Med school candidate.
Give us your hot take. Give us your hot take.
He's got a lot of tats.
I love it.
What else is going on with him? Besides the tats, something more glaringly obvious.
The penis.
it's an erect penis, and they're going to talk about it.
How do we feel about
the penis?
How do we feel about posting the penis to Instagram to millions of followers, including children?
It's a lot. It's a lot of penis in one picture.
But it's almost not enough.
Whoa.
Would you say? I almost want to see more from him. I love him.
from the men in the stew, is this a move or is this not a move?
I personally don't have the package below to be doing something like this.
I appreciate the honesty. I'll tell you that.
I've got to pull the curtain all the way back.
Pull the curtain. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not rocking a father time clock. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. Now hold up. Now hold up. Now hold up. I'm not ready.
Press the 15-second skip button because this is getting.
Skip button because this is about to be real adult.
Descending quickly.
I'm not ready to be rocking a hard, and letting the people know.
Uh huh.
But I almost feel like I love the fact that he did, because for me, the confidence
unparalleled.
Unfucking paralleled
confidence from Connor.
I mean, he's rocking like 10 inches.
Oh.
And that's chubby.
How much time have you spent?
Now hold up.
Picture?
Now hold up. He fights MMA, and that's
the word on the street.
No bars held. This motherfucker is going into the ring
what does
ready
that have
for
to do
action.
With penis
but see, here's what you're not recognizing. That's raw. That's straight off a jet ski.
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about. What's his penis is raw?
He's attractive.
Is that what you just said?
He's attractive.
If you
he's a good looking man.
For producer Leif. You can go this ahead and cut this part out because this is...
Do not
this
fucking
is,
cut that
this
out.
This is becoming quickly an XXX rated podcast. That's not
hey,
the audience.
Hey. Tell me he's not the best looking man you've seen.
Welcome to Two Guys, One Cup.
It's yeah,
our
this is clearly,
After Dark
this
podcast.
This is clearly... This
For
is
those
not,
of you who are interested in a
about.
Necessary male genitalia podcast, check us out.
We do have a separate podcast studios. For this type of situation. Two Guys, One Cock. It's where we just discuss famous men's genitalia.
He has a lot of tats. Well, his belly button looks like a bullet
You're
hole.
You're avoiding
the
topic, clearly.
Tiger's
Look at
head.
His crotch.
He has his belly button is in the middle of the tiger's head, which looks like a bullet hole.
That's almost better.
Is he a poacher?
It it's just a little weird. And then it looks like some monkey face on his chest with wings.
Okay.
Some sort of
if you were to get tattoos, if you were to get tattoos, would you get tattoos of that style?
No, definitely not.
It's a bad take. I'm getting those tattoos.
When can we see the Instagram live video?
November.
Oh.
25th.
What time?
Of what year?
12:01 of 2018. It's happening, and it's gonna be an arrow going down, saying parking garage here.
Oh.
This is too long.
I think you meant to say, I think you're
park?
Referring to the tat,
you're parking
the tramp stamp that says
your
parking
rear end,
in rear.
If you know what I mean.
I think that you should get the tramp stamp that says parking in rear. I think that might have been what you're referring to.
Okay.
Implying anal sex, you know.
Okay.
You know the rest. For
it's
the listeners,
PG-13
yeah,
podcast,
again,
though.
If
retract
you're a parent
that
listening,
statement.
Just skip ahead 15 seconds because you're not going to want this next part. You know.
Full disclosure, we got Matt and Isu. We got Joey.
We haven't even introduced the whole squad.
Cat.
It's Cat, but I don't.
We have Batarina. We have Joseph, med school candidate, Ryan Ishida, and Matt Mayer, usual hosts. And then
okay.
We have Isu Solmaz. You can follow her at Isu Solmaz on Insta.
At Joseph.
And Mayer. At Twitter.
And?
Catters RH.
Please give us all a follow. I
know
I fucked
producer
up on
Leif,
it.
Producer Leif, if you heard me drop Isu's name, just edit it to baby, because that's her alias on the pod.
Send me a DM if you want a free prostate exam.
Here's the thing is, Joe actually is very smart. Believe you me, he actually knows what he's talking about. Are you doing hot dogs or legs?
Producer Leif, you go ahead, cut that one out.
Edit it out. Hot dogs or legs, are you doing it?
Hot dogs or legs?
Hot dogs or legs.
Like, I'm talking about those
They're
Cali girls.
They're not doing
girls.
That in Ohio.
It's a 2014 trend, but it's coming back. I'll tell you that right
I'm
now.
In Cali. I'm on the beach. I'm posting my legs. Are they hot dogs? Are they legs? You have no fucking idea.
I think 10 times out of what? 10, they're definitely either hot dogs or legs. I think 9 times out of 10, they're legs. I'll tell you that
Where
right
are
now.
They hot dogs? At a BBQ?
Sure.
Backyard?
Sure.
You like it?
For me, personally, I... Yeah, so for my goals for summer, I have, you know, work, make some money. Number two goal, and definitely up there, is for you to shave your legs completely bald and post hot dogs or legs type issues.
I'm ready for the bazillion. So is Joe. So is Kat. Confirm that.
Talk to us about the bazillion.
The bazillion is happening. Crotch down. I'm getting freshly waxed. And I'm going
to
love it.
Oh, the Brazilian is the word you're trying to say. Are you a fucking sixth grader?
Joe and Kat got it. Can you lay off for a second? Because Joe and Kat got it.
We did. Yes. We did get it.
Joe. Thank you, Joe.
Ryan, so you're going to get a Brazilian is what you're telling the, is what you're telling
I may or may not be getting a wax. Get a Brazilian wax. Your Brazilian. First wax. I'm ready for a wax. I need it.
Let's do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow. We can do it. Before Hawaii. We can all do it.
Because here's the thing is that. The sure. Gooch is where it's getting me.
I'll get why do you?
I'm talking. Why I'm talking deep.
I get the Gooch.
I'm talking real deep on this motherfucker.
Every chill. You're putting it on the. You
know, that's fine. Ready? Yeah. Let's
okay.
do it.
Okay. It's deep.
We're streaming on Instagram Live. Throw your
so just to wrap that all up. Joey. For the people at home, just go ahead. Let them know what you just said in you know 10 or fewer words.
I will be getting a Brazilian. Tonight.
And what's the part that you're going to focus on the most?
The Gooch.
And why is the Gooch such an alarming
part? It's forgotten.
And it's forgotten. And what was the word you used? It's...
I'm pulling trigger, and I'm getting a Brazilian.
Would you say that you're pulling trigger on a Brazilian?
I'm pulling trigger post-Smirnoff.
Stunting is a habit.
And I'm getting it off. It was and Svedka. Svedka Smirnoff, Rolling Rock, Ulumaikas, shout out the islands. The Myers are heading there tomorrow. They're going. And they're doing it. Myers.
And we're not going tomorrow. We're going the day after.
They're going the day after tomorrow.
Oh.
That's a good movie, though.
What do you think about that movie?
What's the one with Ben Stiller?
Not the day after tomorrow.
No. It's, what's the name of the Fockers?
No, Fockers.
Meet the Fockers.
Oh, yeah.
Meet the parents.
Meet the Myers.
Myers? Who the fuck are the Myers? Because we're the Mayors.
The Myers.
I don't know who the Myers are.
Has popcorn lungs.
Didn't earlier in this very same podcast you say that popcorn lung is a myth?
Joe, tell us about popcorn lungs.
I don't really know about it.
Doc, you gotta know. Doc.
He's a candidate.
Bull fucking shit, Doc. Doc. Stuff
like that. That's not a medical term.
Popcorn lungs?
He wouldn't know.
Pop lungs, Doc.
Interstitial lung disease?
There you go.
Brachials. Watch your brachials.
Bronchials.
Bronchials.
Same shit.
Brachial is more arm.
Okay.
Maybe.
Definitely.
Maybe.
Bronchials is what he's saying.
Yeah.
So talk to us about popcorn lungs.
So here's the thing. Us at Stable Genius, at Ryan Yoshida, med questions, because we got Joseph Mayer.
We got at Med Joe.
We got Kat. Kat knows your shit. Okay. About sports. If you want any question about sports, go to Kat. At Kat. If you got questions about medical,
how do you spell it?
Go to at Joseph Mayer. At Kat, K-A-T. If you got a question about rashes, bullshit, college shit,
just
send pics. Isu Mayor. Maybe but or maybe
for,
not.
For the unique individual who has questions about Gooch waxing, that question can actually go to Ryan because as of tonight, he's clearly a fucking expert on
I got
that.
A lot of hair on my Gooch, and I'm not afraid to admit it. It is what it is. A Gooch is a normal human part.
Can you
part.
Tell them? Let's.
Thank
well,
you, Joe.
Is this a good segue to ethnic talk? Let's talk
about
your
ethnicity.
Okay,
let's get into the worst airport experiences because I feel like we got a lot here.
All right.
Kat, give us your worst airport experience.
Oh, Kat has a good one. Kat has a great one.
Hey, baby.
You can even Thailand. Grab the metal part.
In Thailand, blonde.
Well, this was in China.
China.
So I got white privilege. Oh. So when we went into China because we had a layover and then I walked or we went on a train and I got let through security before anybody else. And I was with my friends who were Filipino and black and Guamanian. And
so can you tell the folks at home why you got let through first?
Because I was white.
And what color is your hair?
Brown blonde.
Dirty blonde.
And your eye color?
Blue.
So what does that tell us?
I got white privilege in China.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Joe, worst airport experience.
Ryan, have you ever been a victim of white privilege?
I have.
Is it me taking over this pod right now?
Kind of, but not really. Give us your worst airport experience.
When were you? Explain your story about white privilege victimhood.
So I called a mom out LAX.
Good point.
I was like, "What are you doing?" Her son in the bathroom stall, crawling under the fucking barriers.
Remember this.
Right?
He's literally on the toilet seat taking a shit. I know he's taking a shit because it smells. Right. And he's the only one in the stall. And he's crawling under the stall. And his mom is outside. And I know his mom is outside because she keeps calling his name. Jason. Are you done, Jason? No, he's not done. He's trying to figure out how to get out of that fucking stall. He can't figure it out. So now he's on all fours, and he's crawling out.
Don't incriminate yourself.
I'm not incriminating myself. Son is crawling under the stall. I feel bad. I offer him a hand, paper towel. He rejects it. He rejects it. And I'm okay with it. He crawls out under this fucking stall. Doesn't wash his hands and walks outside. 2 minutes later, we're in line together for TSA pre-check. He gets it. I don't. How does that make any fucking sense, Cup of Joe?
I don't think that's white privilege.
It's light skin privilege. Oh. And I'm lighter skin than he is. And hey,
so
I don't want to incriminate anybody. It is what it is. But I experienced it.
Sounds like you just had TSA pre-check.
It sounds like you were just in the airport and that was just a normal day.
But how in the fuck does LAX not give us...
You're about to get segment cucked right now, Ryan.
Do it to me.
All right.
Cuck the fuck out
you're
of me.
The, new seg- new cuck, segment. You're the what cuck. Can Ryan fit in his mouth? Ryan, can you fit this microphone in your mouth?
I can.
Oh.
No, I can't. No.
I can't.
For the folks at home not watching, he couldn't fit the mic in his mouth.
Worst airport experience. Matt Mayer, Isosomaz. Give us the honest answer.
I'm under the impression that me and Baby most likely have the worst airport airplane experience, so I'm going to go ahead and let her take the mic on this one. I think she'll tell it a little bit better.
It'd be bad to throw up for 8 hours. Let's get that right.
Yeah, no, was, we're a no spoiler podcast, but...
It was about 10 hours.
Oh, fuck.
We're back in Barcelona.
We're flying home.
I believe it's pronounced Barcelona.
From
okay. It is definitely right. Barcelona. Right.
We're on flying the plane. We're on the plane to San Francisco from
Barcelona,
or Madrid.
And me and Baby are next to each other on said plane. And what solid 45 minutes in, if that.
Right, 45 minutes in. We're feeling good. Watching okay. a movie.
I'm feeling good. Somebody's feeling.
I'm feeling all right. She's feeling, you know. 7 out of 10. How would,
cold sweats is the feeling.
Right,
mostly.
Not great.
She's but no. We're on the plane. She has a blanket, a hoodie, and I believe sweats. So not only were we already seated on the plane, but I had to actually grab our luggage from the overhead thing to get her warmer clothes. So that was. They call that where I'm from. They call that a red flag.
Right.
So that was step one.
Right. 1 hour into our 10 hour flight. I start.
Give us your hot take on
vomiting.
They don't care about us. Care
on
about
the you. Flight.
Vomiting.
Vomiting a lot. A lot of vomiting.
We're talking attendance.
It's a packed plane.
Shit.
It's a packed plane. The bathroom is always occupied.
I would say so.
10 hours.
Just vomiting outside the bathroom.
Here's a hot take for you, Ryan.
For about 10 hours. Vomiting.
Here's my thing is, if you're vomiting on an airplane, I love it. Because either you're too fucked up or you're fucking... airsick.
Yeah.
How many people do you know have been airsicked? Like, too much wine and the motion sickness is killing them.
So for the folks at home, free wine on your plane home from Europe might sound like a great idea.
Mind you, they're coming from Morocco.
And I think for certain... We were coming from Barcelona, thanks so much. Barcelona. For certain people, I think that free wine is a great idea.
Mustache.
About 95% of the population.
We're rocking a mustache.
Not great. Definitely not
it
great.
It can't be a good look.
We didn't
at
have
all.
Wine on our plane.
But Ice, you got to deal with it. Ice, you got to man up.
I was throwing up for 10 hours
right,
while Matthew Mayer watched his movies.
Trash.
I watched Split. Okay, we got two mics going right now. This is horrible radio.
This is great radio.
The pod has been commandeered
we're
by these two.
We're just dissecting. We're Med Joe, a cup of Joe, if you will. Because he's going to give you the insight.
Well, for me, it seemed like you asked us an airport experience. We were trying to let the folks at home
know. Do you think
know.
Ice you had food poisoning?
It sounds like it, yes.
Because based on the throw-up on the airplane, it's food poisoning.
I would say it was food poisoning. We did have a sandwich with some sausage.
You can't trust the sandwiches in Spain.
You can't. You can't
Spanish
trust the
sandwiches
sausage.
Are... they're interesting. For the
what
folks,
kind of meat? What kind of meat?
The good
I
question.
I want to say beef or pork. Probably pork.
For me,
I'm going to say pork.
33%
airport
chance
pork,
33% beef, and 33%
okay.
horse.
Okay.
So it's one of those three.
Horse?
It could have been horse meat. You don't know what those Europeans
Spain
eat.
Is different.
I'm going to pull the curtain
different.
All the way back, and this is going to be
ahead.
Controversial.
Go ahead.
You should make a noise when you pull it back. more like a noise sounding like.
If we can, producer Leif, if we can get a bit, if we can get a bite on that sound he just made for every time he pulls the curtain back, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
Hey. The whole squad is using horse shit.
That is true. We are seeing that a lot now in the metal community. Is people will be gathering horse shit, packing it into a bong or some other smoking instrument, and then smoking it. It doesn't do anything. It just makes you smell like shit.
Or you ingest it. And either way, horse shit is gold. Back to Ace's story.
That's about it.
The story
just
is
thrown out for 10
hours. I mean, yeah, our vibe essentially got lost. So in the comments, please just roast at Medjo and at Ryan Yoshida because they, you know, but essentially imagine a small Turk on a plane for 10 hours just vomiting the whole time and a 6'2" white male watching Split for that same amount of time.
6'2" white male not doing anything about the vomit of the horse shit.
Ryan, in your expert opinion, does that sound like white privilege?
White privilege at its finest.
Is this a podcast all about white privilege at this point?
I love white privilege.
Ryan, how do you feel about that? On a scale of 1 to 10, how woke are you?
2.
Is that
so one being that's woke? An understatement.
I'm not that woke, but I'm woke enough to maybe get a podcast off. But it's not that woke.
Well, dude, the thing about parties is they got to be neutral. I'll tell you that right now. They fuck have to be neutral.
And that's the thing. Is fuck neutral.
What does
if
that mean?
If you're neutral, pick a fucking side, you sack of shit. Spineless asshole.
That's
pick
a
side.
That's a hot take.
Either you're Trump or fuck Trump.
Nice.
I agree.
And if you're not fuck Trump, I hate you.
There we go.
Because
turn off the podcast.
Here's the thing is, I don't want to build the wall. No nobody. Way. No way, shape, or form.
There we go.
I want everybody in America. Or nobody in America. And I don't care.
Where would we all go?
Go to Europe.
When we just move all the same debate over to Europe, if we all just moved over there,
take it to Europe because it's not Trump's problem because Trump is a fucking idiot. And let's be honest, let's call a spade a spade.
Thank you.
He don't know shit what he's talking about. If he's calling out the Iranian president when I wake up on Twitter. It's ridiculous.
I actually saw that today.
The first thing that I want to do when I open up Twitter is not see 10 random fucking profiles say, hey, if you're the Iranian president, at me. No. No. Bring back Barack. Let's get Obamacare. And yeah, it's shit. But let's bring it back in. And let's talk about it. And let's dive into it. But Trump, don't even fucking bother. Don't waste my fucking time with your shit Twitter.
For the folks at home wondering if they can put kind of a brand on our podcast, we're a Barack 2020 podcast. You can all take that to the bank.
Here's the thing. Ryan,
give me your takes on Obamacare.
Okay, Obamacare is decent. But if I'm being honest, we got a doctor on the podcast, and this is so rare. We're only going to get him one more time.
We got a DP. We got a doc on the
If you have any medical issues, ask at Dr. Med, Joe, because he's got the answers.
I do have 7 Instagrams.
At
Med Joe. Plug them. Numero uno. At Med Joe. At Instagram, Dr. Med Joe. At Med Joe, Dr. Instagram. At Ryan Yoshida.
Here's the thing. Is I had a rash a few weeks ago. I reach out to Joe Mayer.
Where was said rash?
Where was the rash?
Below the nether regions.
Below the hip, above the knee?
Exactly.
Thank you.
I had a bad
front rash. Or back?
Ryan, how was your
after
rash?
Sexual
how
intercourse?
How's your hand condition?
Oh, yeah. Tell the people at home about your fungal hand. About
at
your
Dr.
eczema.
Joe Mayer, at Nurse Isu.
He had eczema.
At Cat. Fix it.
So
hit any of those 1 of 3 platforms and they'll help you out.
Don't ask me, I'm not a doctor.
But she got that. She was rolling out on a pretty intense roll.
She get that Dr. Dick, you know what I'm saying, Ryan?
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Joe. Somebody finally gives us the real
producer Leif, edit that out.
Here's the thing. If you want real takes, here's the thing. Is if you want real takes, bring it here, because we're going to give you real takes. If you want bullshit takes, take it to fucking Touching Base. Fuck you, Will.
Fuck
you, Dylan. Fuck
Dave.
Fuck you, Dave.
Fuck Micah.
And fuck you,
I'll
Micah.
See you in the octagon, Micah.
Here's the
bitch.
Thing. Here's the thing, you motherfuckers.
Producer Leif, you're going to have to edit that out.
Edit it out.
For me, if I may, Ryan my roommate and friend, being a survivor of eczema, I just want to let everybody know, on Wednesday, July 25th, we will have a Fight for the Cure 5K
Fuck Cure Rivers. Eczema run. Fuck Rivers. Rivers promote eczema.
So we're going to have a 5K for the Cure. It's eczema-based. Wednesday, July 25th, eczema. Forest Grove, Oregon. Meet on 2501 21st Avenue. We're over now. Fogo Rivers. Studios 1.
Fuck Rivers.
If you're still
Fuck
listening, Rivers. Thanks so much. Fuck